In Syria tomorrow, the country's ruling Ba'ath Party opens a four-day congress. Many Syrians hope their leaders will follow through on pledges to reform the country's authoritarian system of government and centrally planned economy. But Syrian analysts and political activists predict the congress will not result in relaxing the ruling party's 43-year grip on power. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Damascus.
President Bashar al-Assad declared months ago that the Ba'ath Party Congress would mark a great leap forward for Syria. Instead, less than a month before the meeting, the country seemed to stumble backwards when authorities arrested nine organizers of Syria's only public, political, and cultural discussion group. Journalist Hussein al-Adat is one of eight members of the group to have been released from jail a week later. He says the arrests were a clear message to critics of the regime.
To the opposition, it was a message that we are strong, we are stiff, and we shall not overpass any point, any step that would harm us.
Damascus-based political analyst Sami Mabayad warns that Syrians should not expect too much from the upcoming Congress.
This is not going to be a white revolution, as they say. This is going to be major changes, but the Ba'ath Party is going to still be there. The status quo is still going to be there.
The Ba'ath Party has ruled Syria for more than 40 years. Bashar al-Assad inherited command of the party and the presidency upon the death of his father, Hafez, in 2000. Though Bashar, as he is called here, has since introduced a bit more freedom, this is still an authoritarian system dominated by heavy-handed intelligence agencies and a government bureaucracy that many Syrians complain is corrupt and inefficient. Bashar is popular among students at the campus of Damascus University, but the system here is not. Students like Nadim Izaka said they want the Congress to seriously tackle rampant corruption, high unemployment, and the looming threat of a confrontation with America.
We want them to discuss this. Yeah, we want solutions for this.
Away from the university campus, some members of Syria's most powerful political families have also raised the banner of reform. Feras Tlas is a wealthy industrialist and a 25-year Ba'ath Party member. His father was the defense minister of Syria for 30 years. Tlas says to survive, the regime must pave the way towards a free market economy and democratic elections.
During the history, all the parties doesn't change, they die. The real party, you have to deal with the needs of the people. And the needs of the people are changing, so you have to change with them. I think the future, it's not for ideological party.
So far, the most organized political opposition in Syria is the Muslim Brotherhood. But according to the constitution, membership in the Brotherhood is a capital offense. Haitham al-Maleh is a human rights lawyer with close ties to the Brotherhood's underground organization. He does not believe the ruling elite will give up control of the country.
The powerful is not from the side of Ba'ath Party, but from the side of intelligence services, from the side of some richest families out of doors, like Makhlouf family, Assad family. So for that, Ba'ath Party has no power to make any change.
Analyst Sami Mubayad believes the Syrian president does want reform. But to do this, he says Bashar has to overhaul the same system his father helped create.
Are the people at the lower management level, in banks, in government office, at intelligence bureaus, police officers on the street, are these people willing to do reforms? That's a different question. The answer, no, they're not.
The Congress comes during a time of unprecedented external pressure in the form of sanctions and threats from Washington. The Bush administration accuses Syria of supporting insurgents in neighboring Iraq and arming militants in Lebanon and the occupied Palestinian territories. At a press conference this week, Syrian cabinet minister Buthaina Shaban struck a defiant note when she repeated her government's commitment to reform.
This is our daily business, but not as a response to U.S. pressure, as a response to what we need in the country, as a response to what our people need.
Some 1,200 Ba'ath Party delegates will begin the Congress at a convention center outside the Syrian capital tomorrow. Until now, organizers have kept the agenda for the four-day meeting secret. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Damascus.